President Dr. Jesse. We'll move on quickly to the next presenter, Professor Adebayo Oba, who is going to speak on law, religious pluralism, and national integration in Nigeria, challenges and prospects.
Thank you very much. I received the invitation to this conference just a few weeks ago, and I thought that I should, I know it will be a very interesting conference, and I should come and listen and share my thoughts on this topic of choosing. So my presentation really are just my tentative thoughts. Nigeria, when you talk about law and religion, Nigeria is a very important country in the world, in the sense that there is a large Islamic movement there. And Islam is different at times. When you say law and religion, I assume that most of the time it means law and Islam. And Nigeria is a very complex country. Over 250 ethnic groups, I said groups, and three main religions: Islam, Christianity, and traditional religion. Islam and traditional religion are very old in Nigeria. Islam came to northern Nigeria around the 9th century, and about three centuries later, most of the northern region had always been, had been under Islamic caliphates, Islamic states, notably Sokoto, Kanembono caliphates, until the advent of colonialism. So the religious that's the religious configuration of Nigeria. There is a lot of controversy on the actual population of each of these religions. No, we do not have any accurate censors. All the censors and post-independence censors have been contested, hotly contested. But independent analysts like the CIA puts the population at 50% Muslim, 40% Christian, and 10% traditional religion. Now, there is this popular myth about religion in Nigeria. There is common, you hear it all the time. People talk about Muslim North, Christian South. This is not actually true. Although the North is largely Muslim, there are in many places substantial Christian minorities. And in southern Nigeria, you can divide the southern Nigeria into two, west and east. In the east, the Muslims are not many. But in the west, the Muslims are actually in the majority. And for this reason, the idea of Nigeria, Muslim North, Christian South, is not valid. Although there are Christians and Muslims all over in both northern and southern Nigeria, Nigeria is a very divided nation, divided on ethnic lines and religious lines. And in a way, there's a correlation between religion and ethnicity in Nigeria. Bulk of the North, two main ethnic groups, the Hausa Fulani and the Kanembono, the Bono peoples, both of them are Muslims. So if you talk about Muslim in the North, people assume that you are either Bono or Hausa Fulani. Now, in the Southwest, the western part of the South, I said majority Muslims, and that part is dominated by Yorubas. But in a way, there is no unity or linkage between the Yoruba Muslim and the Northern Muslim. So That is basically the religious configuration of Nigeria. I want to move to the nature of the Nigerian state. Nigeria is a federation. That means legal pluralism. State laws, federal laws. It means in reality that the federal government cannot control religion because the sheer power, the legislative powers on many matters that affects religion, shared between federal and state governments. Then there's the question of Nigerian legal system, three dominant systems, three dominant types of laws. Common law, Islamic law, and customary law. The perception in Nigeria is that those three laws are equally linked to religion. The assumption is that common law is Christian law. In fact, there are several articles titled Common Law is Christian Law. And that Islamic law obviously linked to Islam, and customary law linked to African traditional religion. So what is the attitude of the state to religion? Three basic approaches, three basic features. The first is that the Constitution says that there is no state religion. Some people have interpreted that to mean secularism. I think the better view is that it means Nigeria is a pluralistic state. Many religions in Nigeria, multi-religious country. And some people have argued that de facto two major religions exist in Nigeria, Islam and Christianity. The second feature of state attitude to Nigeria to religion is freedom of religion as a human right. The third is that there should be no discrimination on ground of religion, which is still part of the human rights package. No state religion and freedom of religion. The third feature is that political parties are forbidden from being affiliated to religious groups or being religious based. So you cannot form a political party in Nigeria based on religion. Another feature of state and religion in Nigeria is that there is state sponsorship of religion to some extent. Public holidays, sponsorship of pilgrims to Jerusalem in Saudi Arabia. And we have a national mosque, we have a national church. But several attempts to regulate the tenets of religion, especially Islamic religion, have failed. In some states in the north, following religious problems and so on and so on, the several states passed legislations regulating the teaching and preaching of Islam. But these laws have actually failed. Now, national integration. I said Nigeria is diverse, ethnically, politically, ethnically, and religiously. And even in terms of religion, because the north and south were regions under were protectorates under the colonial in the colonial era, and both of them had different legal history. So, state approach to national integration in 1979, during the making of the 1979 Constitution, it was decided that a chapter of national fundamental directives of state policy included in the Constitution. And the committee responsible for that portion of the Constitution agreed that Nigeria should take an approach whereby all these diverse people are melted into just one Nigeria, united in unity of values, attitudes, and aspirations. And to this extent, they advocate uniformity of laws. And actually, the last quarter of last year, there was, I think, a conference on harmonization of criminal law. Now, the problem with this is that Nigeria is so diverse. The differences between the ethnic groups are so wide. And that many have said, Nigeria is not a nation. It's a collection of nations. 5 more minutes. Now, what are the challenges? The first is how to balance religion with human rights. And how to avoid religious conflicts. And the question of implementation of Sharia, which merits a separate treatment on its own. Now, which solutions am I advancing tentatively? I'm interested in human rights from the cultural and religious pluralism perspective. And one thing I've learned is that people are so different. And it is a waste of time trying to impose a single set of values on these diverse people. So I think the best policy will be live and let live. And this entails that substantial personal autonomy should be given to people. If somebody believes that this is what will save him in the hereafter, that will give him salvation in the hereafter, I don't see why anybody or state should come between him and his salvation. And again, even at the global scale, there is need to recognize civilizational autonomy. What I mean by civilizational autonomy is that the world consists of several civilizations. I don't recognize nations. When I see somebody, I look at it in terms of which civilization does it belong to. And these civilizations have their own values, worldviews that are quite different. The Islamic perspective, for example, Islamic civilization is so different from the West. But we have some common grounds which I think we should work on. There are a lot of things that should not be the business of outsiders. For one, family law. You cannot negotiate family law. In one Nigerian group, the Benin, the eldest son always inherits the principal place of residence of the father. And some people have contested this on this of gender discrimination. But you see, you cannot separate the culture. You cannot isolate a single norm from a cultural complex or a civilizational complex. The eldest son takes the principal place of worship because he needs to service the ancestral family shrine, which a daughter that marries outside cannot do. So to that extent, given the importance of ancestral worshiping codes, I don't see why one should strike that practice down on the basis of equality. We know that the concept of gender equality is one of the strangest concepts in human rights. Philosophically, it is not proper to treat unequals equally. And the question of gender equality, there is an inherent difference between the male and the female, which we cannot change. Many things we cannot change. Okay, and with specific reference to the Nigerian system and the implementation of the Sharia, I'm happy last November, the Christian Lawyers Association of Nigeria met in Ilorin. And one of their resolutions was that they should strive to have the sort of arrangement that has been made for Sharia in Nigeria to handle their own matrimonial cases relating to administration of the church. And I think it's a good step. It's a good step in the right direction. That we should allow each other space for fulfillment rather than trying to curtail. As I've said, in the context of civilizations of the world, given the different worldviews, there cannot be uniformity of beliefs or attitudes or norms, except within that narrow compass of shared values. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for educating.